6060 or visit cgcwater.com.
Clean those dirty tile and grout lines this week. Call Process Master 725-0440. 100% guaranteed results. The Tolleson family has owned and operated Process Master since 1976. Mark and Chris offer their national award-winning service to everyone. Call Process Master 725-0440.
Clean it up, everybody's cleaning up. 725-0440.
Process Master Clean.
725-0440.
Process Clean.
Talk 100.3 FM traffic and weather.
On I-295 South on the ramp to Atlantic Boulevard, look out for a broken down car. And 95 South, just before I-10, there's an accident on the right side of the highway. Cloudy with thunderstorms by afternoon. Our high today, 91 degrees. More thunderstorms early tonight. Overnight, the low, 76.
The Lillian McDermott Show.
We love, we fear, bridges we burn, we make mistakes, then we live and learn. When life gets tough, and it seems like your best ain't good enough. If you're in need of hope, you know where I'll be. I'll be right here. Right here, and when you need a friend, you can count on me. I'll be right here, waiting for you.
This is the place you can always turn to when you need a friend, the Lillian McDermott Show. To reach out to Lillian, visit her on the web at whenyouneedafriend.com. Now let's all learn together. Here's Lillian McDermott.
Hello, my listening friend. It's so nice we can meet each other on the air on this beautiful, best day ever. And for those of you who have been listening to the show for the last 7 years, welcome back. And if you are new to the Lillian McDermott radio show, let me tell you that it is my honor that you are stumbling upon the show today, and hopefully we'll be able to share a new truth with you. And so that you know a little bit about me, is that my purpose for the show is to provide alternative ways to heal. And it is my mission to make awareness, responsibility, and truth a part of our everyday life. And I hope you, my listening and my viewing friends, will feel empowered to embrace a new truth and live the life of your dreams. Now, I am just like so excited. This is something that has been a vision of mine for the last, I would say, 5 years, because the first 2 years of my show have been, was more about how to be a compliant patient, what's the latest in medications, and all that. As you know, I'm in the medical industry as well. And so I was very bought into all that, that, you know, your body heals with a pill. And as you know, my registered service mark is you can take a pill or you can take responsibility. Well, early in my radio career, I was challenged to go raw vegan. And I took it. I said, hey, well, great. This is good. So bring it. After 4 days, and I felt great. After 4 or 5 days of eating a raw vegan, not that I'm raw vegan anymore, but I felt better. Wow. Is there such a thing as better? So that had me dive into so many different truths that I was so limited on. And so before, for years, before all these doctors were going into this natural and health and functional and integrative, there was a soul warrior out there, and his name is Dr. Joseph Mercola. And Dr. Mercola was, once he learned that new truth, just like I did, but he is now in a much greater audience, where he started sharing some of the new truths that this doctor had learned from his training. All of a sudden, he's learning something different. He is the trailblazer. He's the person that when you think of natural medicine, you immediately think of Dr. Joseph Mercola. And so Dr. Joseph Mercola is here today. I'm really excited about this because It is our sole purpose in life to give and receive love and knowledge. And I'm so grateful that Dr. Joseph Mercola is here to do just that. He's going to teach us all about fat for fuel, which is one of his books. Welcome, Dr. Mercola. I am so grateful that you're here.
Well, thank you for the kind introduction, and I'm delighted to be with you today.
Well, thank you. Share a little bit about your background and how you learned this new truth.
Well, it's a journey, and I really like your vision to be learning new truths, because it's, I think if you aren't, you're missing the boat, because,
that's right.
You know, I do life as being a perpetual student, and no one ever gets even a fraction of the truth. So it's just always learning as much as you can. But I started out as a family physician, finished my residency in 1985. I've seen tens of thousands of patients before I transitioned to starting my website, Mercola.com, about 21 years ago, which is, you know, the most visited natural health site in the world. And in many languages, we're in 10 languages now. And in some languages, like Spanish, we're the number one in the world.
Wow.
Of all web health websites. So, you know, our mission is to spread this information internationally. And it's information I learned from postgraduate attending events and conferences and seminars from physicians that were in the field who really compiled the knowledge and really are willing to share it, and truths that essentially address the fundamental foundational cause of disease rather than using symptomatic band-aids that are frequently dangerous and can kill you prematurely.
Absolutely. And, you know, and you have been so honest and so transparent about some of these things that you have learned, and the passion as a physician, as when you were going to school, mm-hmm. did you realize that many of the things that you were learning in your medical training, you would eventually kind of learn a new way of mm-hmm. working with that and working within the system? Did you think that that would ever happen?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I was called Dr. Fiber from my classmates and was frequently ridiculed for wanting to get people better rather than treat disease. Mm-hmm. But on the very first day of medical school as a freshman, on the first day, the dean of the college gave us a presentation, and he said, listen, what we're going to teach you in the next 4 years, 75% of it will be outdated by the time you practice. So
wow.
the goal, yes, you have to learn fundamental information to pass your boards. But what's more important is that we teach you how to learn. And that really framed the whole perspective for me. And I don't think everyone captured that, even though they were given the tools. They don't continue to learn, because there is so, I mean, you, literally, if you tried to read, if we were caught up today and you tried to learn everything, you'd be like, in a week, you'd be more than 500 years behind from reading, just not reading the literature. And you read like 3 articles a day. It's just crazy. So there's just so much information. Now, a lot of it isn't relevant to clinical medicine, but the point is, we're just...
And we're going to continue our conversation with Dr. Joseph Mercola when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
Right here waiting for you.
The Lynn McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org is here for you.
Everybody, my name is Kelly Gallagher. I'm a 5-time cancer survivor, powered by my 6th pacemaker and a new heart valve. How did I get well? I have the most amazing, incredible, integrative, alternative, complementary, adjunct, and functional medicine doctors that you could ever imagine. And they're all at getyourlifebacknow.live. 2 days, 16 doctors, news you can use. They have all the solutions of how you can take power and charge of your own personal healthcare.
And if you'd like to purchase this product, please go to getyourlifebacknow.live.
Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us. They pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit ndd.org to learn more. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3 The Biz cares about you.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn and grow together. Now, today's teacher is Dr. Joseph Mercola. And when I say that, I just got to put my hand on my heart, go, Joseph Mercola, because he is one of the highest regarded doctors in the industry of the natural industry. So for those of you who'd like to learn more about Dr. Mercola, you can go to mercola.com and you will learn just about anything it's a start of your journey, the start mm-hmm. of the truth and start of digging. And you get all the information and then you do, like Dr. Mercola and I were talking during the break, you do the best you can with the information that you have. So Dr. Mercola, you've written about a lot. You've written many books, mm-hmm. but this one of what we're going to talk about today is Fat for Fuel. Fat for Fuel. Share a little bit about why did you write this book and why now?
Well, I was initially motivated. I had interviewed many of the experts in the field, like Dr. Seyfried, Dominic DiAgostino, and it resonated with their concept because I had been encouraging people to go on a lower carbohydrate, especially refined carbohydrate, for a long time. But I didn't truly understand how it worked until I read Travis Christofferson's book, Tripping Over the Truth, The Metabolic Theory of Cancer, mm-hmm. which was based on Dr. Thomas Seyfried's work, who is a professor of biology at Boston College. And it really, he put it together in a really elegant way that I kind of saw the light and hit me. And I said, really, more people need to understand this. So mm-hmm. I collaborated with about 24 of the leading experts in the field to make sure that the science was accurate. And it was an interesting project. First time I had done that type of writing before. And it worked. It really was resonated well, and turned out to be, and I think it was last May it was published. It was the number one nonfiction book sold in the United States. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So let's talk about the concept of the book. You're talking about mm-hmm. the mitochondria and the metabolic. This is MMT. Mm-hmm. So share a little bit about this and why we need to know. You say in your book that we're losing the war on cancer because we've been fighting the wrong enemy. So share mm-hmm. a little bit about this enemy that we have and how we can embrace being a friend of it.
Well, the enemy is really conventional medicine, and they're of the belief, almost all conventional oncologists, that cancer is caused by genetics. And that is the furthest thing from the truth. There are rare genetic diseases Correct. Which can yeah. contribute to that. But for the most part, the genetic damage is a secondary consequence of oxidative damage and stresses, which disrupt the mitochondria. Mitochondria are these little tiny organelles. Most cells have about 200, some zero like your red blood cells, but most cells have them. And some mitochondria dense cells have thousands. So they perform a lot of interesting functions. The primary one is to capture electrons from the food you eat, primarily fats and sugars, and convert them through a very complex series of reactions into energy. And mm-hmm. typically the currency is in the ATP, but it does a lot of other things too. So essentially when you eat the wrong foods, I'm currently working on 3 new books. One of them is on EMFs. I hope to be out in 2019, maybe 2020. EMF exposure, which is a topic for a 3-hour podcast, is another pernicious factor that will contribute to oxidative stress and chronic degenerative diseases, mm-hmm. such as cancer, heart disease, diabetes, obesity, and Alzheimer's, which are pervasive in our culture.
Okay, so it's interesting that you're focusing on that, and that's going to be your next book. I just recently interviewed Dr. Palermo that talked about the toxins in our body and mm-hmm. all the different things that are causing issues. So I've just started diving into that truth, and so you're talking about the mitochondria and mm-hmm. all the different things that affect the mitochondria, mm-hmm. and so with this fat for fuel and with the book that you've written with the mitochondria, we don't even think of that. We think of other things. Yes. Mm-hmm. You know, our DNA is important. We can turn it on, you can turn it off, but the mitochondria, can we reverse disease by improving our mitochondria?
Absolutely, 100%.
Okay.
And it's not only what you eat, which is a common discussion and source of major controversy, as you know.
Yes.
But it's even more importantly is what you don't eat and when you eat.
Okay.
And just the simple choice of choosing when you're going to eat can have profound impact on your mitochondria, as can other simple other things like sleep and exercise. And exercise is particularly beneficial as it increases a metabolic pathway called PGC1-alpha, which causes the mitochondria to multiply, a term we call mitochondrial biogenesis. So there's so many things you can do, and unless you're going to be dead within a few weeks, which certainly maybe there's some people watching this that are in that scenario, then it's really hard to turn it around at that point. But unless you're in that scenario, almost all degenerative disease can be turned around.
Okay. That's, we talk about that on the show all the time. It's wonderful to get one more doctor on the show to repeat that, because there's so many commercials out there. There's so many doctors out there that believe that in medication management. And, I'm just going to put it that way, medication management. And the fact is that nothing can reverse disease better than food, our food. And like you're talking about rest and exercise. And, mm-hmm. So you said that it's so important to know when to eat, mm-hmm. how to eat. Let's talk a little bit more about that. What do we need to know about that?
Well, most of us are eating too frequently. And if you look, I follow a principle called replicating ancestral practices and seeking to reproduce behaviors that our ancestors did under the supposition that that's likely going to produce health, because that's what our genes are optimized for. So if you take that approach, you'll find that none of our ancestors had access to food 24/7 like
Correct.
We do today.
Exactly.
And they regularly went through periods where they didn't eat. And in those cases, it was really starvation. Mm-hmm. We almost never have to go through starvation now because we have access to the food, but we can go through something called fasting, and there's different ways that one can implement that. There's no right or wrong way necessarily, but limiting the number of foods you eat or time-restricted eating to maybe 6 or even 8 hours a day can have profound metabolic benefits. One of the worst mistakes people make is to eat before they go to bed, because you're giving your body fuel. The fuel creates oxidative stress if it's not used. And there's no way you're going to be using much energy when you're sleeping. So all this fuel and energy gets backed up. You create extra oxidative stress, which damages your mitochondria. Mm-hmm. And it can cause profound complications. So you really don't want to eat for at least 3 hours before you go to bed. I personally stop eating about 6 hours before I go to bed. And my girlfriend, Erin, doesn't share that approach, so it does lead to some social challenges sometimes. But a lot of times, I'll just have water when we're together at night. So with
that in mind, so many we trust our doctors, but all our doctors know what they know. Mm-hmm. They don't know everything. But so here's the thing that we need to become our own MDs, our medical detectives, as Richard Horowitz said on my show, mm-hmm. the MD, medical detective. So with that in mind, how much fasting do you suggest in a day? So if we don't eat 3 hours before, and we need to get our restorative mm-hmm. sleep between 10 and 2 in the morning, and mm-hmm. what time do you suggest to break the fast if we were to go with that model?
Well, I think the basics is stop eating 3 hours before you go to sleep, whatever the time may be.
Okay.
You know, there's a significant percentage of the population that unfortunately has night shift, which is going to knock 10, 20 years off your lifespan. Mm-hmm. But when you wake up, it depends. There really is no right or wrong answer. Some people like to eat really big breakfast. I happen to be one of them. My biggest meal of the day is breakfast, but that's because I start my breakfast about 10 o'clock or so, sometimes 11. And then I'll engage in a 5 or 6 hour walk after that. So, if you had heavy labor, then that you want to eat your biggest meal around the biggest expenditure of calories a day. You have a day, but you really, almost everyone should have a very light dinner. So it's either breakfast or lunch. You know, it's a two meal system. You could use snacks in there in between, of course, and macadamia nuts are a really great snack because they're really high in high quality fats, the same fats that are in olive oils or similar fats as in olive oil, and they're low in protein and low in carbohydrate. And actually, that's, I think, one of the reasons why most vegetarians do better than the standard American diet, because they have their diet, vegetables are pretty low in protein. Mm-hmm. And that's actually a good thing. We typically don't need, most of us have too much protein.
Yes, yes.
So, I mean, there are certainly scenarios where it's useful and important, but do you want to be careful about limiting the amount of protein you have, because that will lead to other complications.
Yeah. In your book, you talk about this formula of protein, and let's talk about protein. I've asked so many doctors, what is the right amount of protein for me? What is the right amount of protein? Because what's right for me may not be right for you. Yeah. And so can you share a little formula that you have in the book that'll help us understand and why too much protein is damaging?
Well, there's a fundamental metabolic pathway called mTOR, which is short for mammalian target of rapamycin, now termed mechanistic target of rapamycin, that essentially is a catabolic an anabolic pathway, so it builds muscle. And so the answer to your question is, it really is, it depends. I mean, if you're the average American, then you probably want to go for a few months with having very low amounts of protein until your body is taught to learn how to burn fat for fuel. But once you're healthy and I suspect many of your listeners are, and you're burning fat for fuel, then you want to keep it down to, I'd say, 1 gram to maybe 0.8 grams per kilogram of lean body mass, which, you know, for someone like yourself is about maybe 40 grams of protein a day, and maybe even a little lower. I try to keep mine under 60, somewhere between 50 and 60 grams on most days, unless I'm engaging in a strength training day. And then we enter into something cyclical amounts of protein. So the days when you're trying to build muscle, which I think you should, 2 or 3 days a week with strength training or other exercises, then you want to have higher protein intake. Okay. But if you have high protein intake all the time, that's not good. And low protein intake all the time, that's not good either. So your body is designed to go in cycles. And there is no, you know, what is the optimum period of cycle? It really depends. So you have to listen to your body to figure it out. But usually 2 or 3 days a week of relatively higher protein, maybe 25% more protein, not 100 or 200 grams of protein like some bodybuilders.
Yeah. And we're so obsessed with protein.
Yeah.
Oh, and you know, when I eat a whole food plant-based, the first question people ask me is, where do you get your protein? What people don't understand is that there's protein in almost every vegetable. And
yeah, it's not much, but it's definitely there. And it's high quality and it's not high in methionine and some of the other potentially damaging amino acids.
Exactly. Exactly. So because we are pound, not kilograms, we're per pound. So if I were to do like an average, I would say if I were to take my weight and divide it in half, would that be the equivalent of my protein?
Essentially. Yeah. That's a rough estimate. Yes.
Okay.
So, it'd be a little less than that because it's lean body mass. So if you're 10%, it would be closer if you're 10% body fat, but a healthy woman's going to be closer to 20%. So you have to multiply it by whatever your lean body mass is. So if you're 20%, that'd be 0.8 of lean body mass.
Got it. Got it. Okay. So for those of you who are listening, we're talking about the book Fat for Fuel with Dr. Joseph Mercola. And we're going to continue our conversation with him when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
Waiting for you.
FM 100.3, W262 AG Jacksonville, AM 1600, WZNZ Atlantic Beach Jacksonville. Talk 100.3 FM.
Private session. The two leaders met for a photo op, made some brief public remarks. President Trump saying that he thinks the world really wants Russia and the U.S. to get along with each other. European Council President Donald Tusk is urging President Trump to work with Europe to avoid trade wars and prevent conflicts and chaos. Chicago police wasting no time releasing body cam video of the fatal police shooting of a black man. The Chicago police superintendent says he wanted to dispel rumors that the man had been unarmed at the time of the shooting. Wall Street, Dow futures down 20 points, NASDAQ futures up 7. More details at srnnews.com.
Pat Boone again, and I've never before endorsed a pain relief product of any kind until now, until Relief Factor. My wife is thrilled because of her neck and shoulder pain, and let's face it, almost everybody over 50 has occasional aches and pains due to aging or exercise, and the 3-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. It's 100% drug-free, and the majority of people who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain, too. Go to ReliefFactor.com.
With over 20 years in business and over 20 million blinds sold, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Need some inspiration? Go to Blinds.com to see tons of customer photos. And right now, you save up to 40%. Plus, take an additional 5% off site-wide when you use promo code SHUTTERS. That's 40%. Plus, take an additional 5% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, promo code SHUTTERS. Rules and restrictions apply.
Talk 100.3 FM, traffic and weather.
On 295 on the ramp from State Road 9B, there has been an accident. And on Beach Boulevard going west toward downtown, there's been a crash at Cortez. All lanes are blocked. You may want to consider Atlantic or JTB instead. Cloudy with thunderstorms by afternoon. Our high today, 91 degrees. More thunderstorms early tonight. Overnight, the low, 76.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. If you're interested in buying a fine quality diamond, but might start with a smaller diamond and then over time grow that to a larger size diamond, at Underwoods we have a way to do that, and we've been doing it for more than 50 years. We call it Grow a Diamond, and here's how it works. When a customer buys an Underwood engagement ring, solitaire diamond pendant, or a pair of ear studs, we guarantee they get the price they paid for it on the purchase of any bigger diamond. Now, a lot of stores would say, big deal, we do that too, but here's the Underwood difference. We guarantee you get what you paid when you trade in your Underwood diamond, even if you're only trading up by $1. It's not that you have to trade up 2 for 1 like most jewelers ask. We've done this with thousands of customers through the years, so if you're interested in growing a diamond, come by and see us at Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, or the Shops at Ponte Vedra.
Are you having issues with your roof? Hi, AJ Davis here. After a strong storm last summer, I noticed the shingles on my roof were no longer on the roof, so I contacted my friend John about SNC Square Contracting, asked him about his experience. He said, go for it. They put on a new roof, and after 2 hurricanes and several summer storms, all the shingles are where they should be, no leaks. So protect your home. Call SNC Square LLC, Roofing with Integrity, at 524-8621. That's 524-8621.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we are heard worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. I'm your host, Lillian McDermott, and it is my goal that everyone who's in front of me become my teacher. Now, people can teach you how to be, or they can teach you how not to be. Fortunately, the teachers we have on the show absolutely amazing. Teach us new truths on how to embrace the life of your dream, a life that is embracing health, that is not about the myths that we were created. We were indoctrinated to believe a certain way that is profiting the medical industry, the cancer industry. That's profiting the, we talked about not too long ago about the baby formula industry. And so there's so many different things out there that we've got to just discern. And so that's what this show is about. It's about taking responsibility for our own life and learning this new truth that will allow us to heal every cell in our body as naturally as possible. I'm not against the pill. I'm for taking responsibility, doing everything we possibly can to make sure we have the life that we want. And so I want to encourage you to go to whenyouneedafriend.com. Please become a subscriber. And when you become a subscriber, the show gets right sent to you. You also get some free gifts. While you're there, I want to encourage you to check out all the little buttons for my social media. Like me there. Go to my YouTube video. This show, you get the show on the air, but off the air, we have some conversations that we cannot have on the air. So go to my YouTube channel, subscribe there, and that will be sent to you as well. I want to encourage you when you're in my website at whenyouneedafriend.com that you check out my sponsors. Without my sponsors, this show would not happen. So make sure you go to my sponsors, figure out ways that you can support them the way that they are supporting the show. And also, I have not given you the number, but you know, anybody who's listening to the show, if you have any questions for my guests, you can call 407-373-5959. Call or text 407-373-5959. And also, if you like podcasts, you can find me on demand, YouTube, Google Play Music, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and Spotify. So today we have Dr. Joseph Mercola. He's sharing the information about his book called Fat for Fuel, but you can find Dr. Mercola at mercola.com. He also has an incredible podcast, interviews so many different people where he's on his new truth journey as well. And I'm so much learning from him and have loved learning from him through the years, whether he knew it or not. He knows he's making a difference. So, Dr. Mercola, thank you so much for being on the Lillian McDermott Radio Show.
Thank you for having me, Lillian.
So, off the air, we talked about the fact that I've seen you so many different times talking, and every time I see you and I take a picture, I hand you my card. You're going to be on my show someday. You're going to be on my show someday. And I love the fact that you're here. It's like this vision. You're here. Now I get to ask you some of the questions about this ketogenic. So many people are saying, okay, ketogenic, you know, you use your own fat and you're converting your own fat for fuel. And that's all wonderful. But I had heard you share, and we talked about this off the air just a little while ago, and I wanted to have people listen to that everything has side effects. Let's talk about the side effects of the ketogenic diet and how important it is to be use this cyclically, like you had mentioned off the air.
Well, it's a very powerful tool that almost everyone watching this would benefit from. Mm-hmm. We have an epidemic of insulin resistance resulting in diabetes and all the other chronic degenerative diseases. Mm-hmm. But if you look at a refined assessment of measuring insulin resistance, the estimates are that about 80% or 4 out of 5 of your listeners are mm-hmm. insulin resistant. So applying a low-carb, high-fat, adequate protein, low protein for most people, is going to push your metabolism to the point where it'll get rid of this insulin resistance. The problem, the complication is if you think that's the world's best diet and you do that continuously after your body has regained the capacity to burn fat for fuel, that's dangerous. And it's a mistake that I made. Mm-hmm. And before I understood that it's really important to go into cycles and that once you achieve the ability to burn fat for fuel, then you need to regularly integrate back in healthy carbohydrates, not Cheetos and Twinkies, but healthy carbohydrates like sweet potatoes, like Jerusalem artichokes, and you know, lots of good carbohydrates that ostensibly would be off of the menu if you were on a low carb diet. But you, mm-hmm. but your body needs them for a number of reasons. One of the primary ones is your gut microbiome. To mm-hmm. they need that fuel and those fibers to build, to create energy and create a population that will synergize with your biology to improve your health.
Yeah. And so with that in mind, let's talk about this ketogenic or the mitochondrial metabolism therapy, which is what the MMT that you focus on in the book. You had said many times or earlier, you said, you know, it's how you eat, what you eat, when you eat. Let's talk a little bit about
what you don't eat.
What you don't eat. Okay.
Steve Cundry would say it's more important what you don't eat than what you eat.
So let's go. If it's more important what you don't eat. So let's talk about what you don't eat. Let's go there.
Sure. You don't want to eat processed foods. That's the number one thing. And an important subset of that would be two foods, oils and sugar. So processed sugars are out. But probably the most pernicious and dangerous food that you can eat is a processed oil. And many presentations, especially cancer presentations, I'll ask the audience, how many people have flaxseed oil? And if it's a cancer audience, you know, almost everyone raises their hands. I says, okay, well, then close your eyes and think of a relative or a neighbor that you don't like, and give them the flaxseed oil because you should throw it away. Yes. Okay. Because any industrially processed oil is going to be a problem. Now, theoretically, you could extract the flaxseed oil and put it in a special container with nitrogen flushing and the brown bottle, and it would be good for until you opened it up, and then it starts to go rancid. So that doesn't mean you shouldn't have flaxseeds. If I have a tablespoon of flax seeds every day, but I put them in my smoothie and I fill it with water the night before, so they're soaking for 12 hours, which gets
rid
of
grind them.
I don't grind them.
You don't grind them?
No, I use flax seeds, I use chia seeds, and I use fenugreek, and I put the seeds and I soak them for 12 hours, and then I put the smoothie, and I put a whole variety of other nutrients in there too. Such as a whole egg. Usually just one egg is what I have for my breakfast, just one egg. That's my primary protein source. So that's only 7 grams. And there's, of course, some protein in some of the seeds, but not much, maybe 3 or 4 grams. So then you'll get the important essential fatty acids. And I am a believer that you need to get higher order essential fats, so the omega-3s, such as the EPA and the DHA, which you can only get from marine foods.
Yes.
It doesn't mean you don't need ALA from plant foods like chia or hemp there and flax, but it's, you're going to need a supplement to that. I mean, some people would disagree. I think Gregor disagrees with that, but you know, we have a friendly debate on it, but you know, all the literature I reviewed points to the fact that you would benefit from that. That's why I actually prefer krill as a form of phospholipids. I take that on a pretty regularly to complement it. But essentially, any industrially processed oils, the omega-6, not only is it high in omega-6, but it has the processing damages the oil in a way that it becomes highly toxic, and worse, it gets integrated into your cell membranes and takes a long time to remove that. So the other food you don't want to eat is, we talked about processed foods, but you want to have organic foods. And unfortunately, that label is being bastardized as they've created more and more loopholes in it. But the primary reason that you want to have healthy foods that are grown without toxins and poisons like glyphosate. I was reading a study this morning from Stephanie Senefit just posted that. She had said this for a while, but there was no literature to support it. But now a study popped up that indeed, glyphosate is given the name glyphosate, which is, you know, sprayed on the earth at about 5 billion pounds a year. The gly in glyphosate stands for glycine, which is a very common amino acid. And the glycine, and it's essentially phosphorylated, so it's a water-soluble phosphate, organophosphate poison. But it gets integrated into your actual protein structure. So you can, even though it's water soluble, you can easily detoxify that literally from your body within a short amount of time, literally days. You can't detoxify the protein structure. You got to have to get rid of that protein once that glyphosate is integrated into the protein. So there's a lot of consequences. So that's three examples: toxic fats, sugar, processed foods, and organics to can avoid glyphosate and other things like 2,4-D and atrazine and all the other poisons.
So I had a doctor come on, Dr. Mercola, say that 65% of the rain has glyphosate. Is that
true?
Really?
Yeah, but that's not so much of an issue because the soil microbiome can easily detoxify it. And it gets, especially the mycorrhizal fungi. So that's not a problem. But it's true. And it's concerning that it shows how pervasive it is in the environment. But it's the key is what you put in your body. That's what's more important.
Okay, so for those of you who are listening, we're talking to Dr. Joseph Mercola. And if you're just tuning in, this is a treat because Dr. Mercola is followed by so many. He's led the trail. So many years ago, he started learning this new truth. And because he's been able to share it with all of us, we don't have to reinvent the wheel. We can hear what he has to say, research everything that you hear on the show. I love to encourage you to make it your truth. It's our truth right now. So it's your responsibility to make it your truth. And we're going to continue our conversation with Dr. Joseph Mercola when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
Right here waiting for you.
Hello, my listening friend. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show is new to this area and is looking for a few good friends to become sponsors. Becoming a sponsor is an affordable way to grow your business. No matter the size, large or small, we have a budget that's right for you. To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you.
Have you been injured on the job and don't know what to do? Attorney Terry Bird in Jacksonville, Florida, will explain your benefits under the workers' compensation laws. He has helped clients for over 28 years, and there are no costs or fees unless a recovery is made. Call Terry to learn more, 904-731-0990. That's 904-731-0990, or at lawbyrd.com.
Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us, they pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit ndd.org. to learn more. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3 The Biz cares about you.
What if you could have whatever you desired with a simple thought? Wishful thinking? Science has proven that thoughts can change our reality. Join the movement and be part of an interactive virtual community that helps you take control of your life through the power of intentions. Learn to create the life you desire, one intention at a time. Sign up today for your free account and start creating.
Hi, I'm Tim Ray, founder of the United Intentions Foundation. If you'd like to learn more about creating, tracking, and manifesting your passions, please go to unitedintentions.org.
The Lillian McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org is here for you.
When you or a family member is in trouble with the law, it affects the entire family. At times like these, we need an advocate that will listen and guide us. Let me introduce you to Jacksonville criminal defense attorney, Kate Messick. Big or small, your case is her priority, and she will treat you like family. To learn more, call 904-619-2510. That's 904-619-2510 or MESICLaw.com. Office, Jacksonville.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn with one another. And today's teacher, is Dr. Joseph Mercola. What a treat to have Dr. Mercola on the show. For those of you who want to learn more about Dr. Mercola, you can go to mercola.com. Also, the book Fat for Fuel, you can find it at whenyouneedafriend.com. Just click on to my Lily's Kitchen. We still need to rename that, and the book is there just for you to go in there and quickly get it. If you are wanting to learn a little bit more about how to use your fat for fuel, remember, this is something that is cyclical. Always use a, what is your advice for someone who'd like to try this regarding, you know, getting working with a doctor that may not understand what this is all about? What is your,
well, the book is specifically written so that you don't need a doctor. You know, it's pretty straightforward. Mm-hmm. The only potential complication is if you're taking medications, especially high blood pressure medications or diabetic medications, because those conditions will tend to improve, if not resolve completely, while you start the program. So you have to carefully monitor your blood sugar or your blood pressure to make sure you wean off of those properly. So that's where you may need a clinician. But with respect to implementing it, it's pretty straightforward. I mean, pretty much it's what your body's designed to do. Mm-hmm. The challenge is you have to be a little aggressive, and there's a bit of discomfort initially for most people because they're so out of rhythm sync with what their body's requirements are. Mm-hmm. But once you're engaged and once you're in the cyclical ketosis program, the biggest fear or concern for most people is that they're hungry, you know, this fear of hunger. Well, that hunger disappears. It is just gone. And for many people, especially those who struggle with weight or have diabetes, even a more aggressive fasting program, which is I've got a book coming out, Superfuel, which goes into the fats that we talked about in the last segment, but that comes out in the fall. But the one after that is called Keto Fast, where you're doing ketosis and fasting. It talks about all the different ways of fasting and what a powerful intervention that can be. And I'm writing it with the director of the True North Medical Clinic, Dr. Alan Goldhammer, who is, they've fasted 16,000 people up to 40 days. So that's the biggest fasting clinic in North America. So 5-day water fasts are useful. And I think they're really the key of this book. I mean, it's not just done to rephrase and rehash what's been done, but it's going to introduce one of the most powerful strategies that I've ever encountered, which is the 5-day water fast, except it's modified based on Dr. Valter with a V, Valter Longo's work, and where we compile a list of recipes. And I'm working with Pete Evans, who is the celebrity chef in Australia, who's been ostracized because of his ketosis approach. But I wrote my last keto cookbook with him, and he put together all these recipes where like 400 or 500 calories, essentially all vegetables. Mm-hmm. And for 5 days, you just have these unbelievable vegetables, which are full of all these phytonutrients that radically improve your liver's ability to, and actually all your cells, but primarily your liver's ability to detox. Because when you fast, I didn't understand the first 3 5-day water fasts I did. I didn't understand that that's one of the most powerful detoxing interventions you can possibly have.
Yes.
No question about it. The problem is, the reason why most people get sick is that their bodies are not metabolically supported to process those toxins properly, and they get recycled and reabsorbed. And so you've got to do it really carefully. And this was this fasting mimicking diet, which will give you most of the benefits of fasting, will support your detox pathways pretty well, especially integrated with things like near infrared saunas.
And as people decide to do toxing, I remember Dr. Joel Furman had mentioned that people need to be careful when they start doing these fasting, and when they do these juice fast or the water fast, that many people have so many toxins and so much chemicals in their body that once they start releasing it, they really get sick. So how do you suggest that someone, before they decide they do a fast of any kind or do radically change their diet, what should they do?
The other component that Dr. Furman didn't address, and that's primarily because he is burning fat for fuel, there's no question. Most vegetarians are. I mean, this is not an issue. So is that your body has to burn fat for fuel. So most people are not. Mm-hmm. And so I suggest that they engage, work their way up to the point where they're not eating food for 20 hours a day, time-restricted eating. So they're only eating in a 4-hour window, and you do that for a month. And then there's no question they're going to be able to step into the five-day water fast easily. And in fact, most people who engage in it will be really hungry by day two or three, and then the hunger disappears, but they won't even have any of that hunger. It's just not there, which is amazing. So, but the thing that you have to, most people, you have to integrate is some type of sweat therapy, and sauna therapy would be the best. The best type of sauna, I believe, is near infrared. That's with the heat lamp bulbs, not the far infrared, which will heat you up and cause you to sweat. But unfortunately, there is no far infrared sauna that I am aware of that is truly EMF free. They may have low magnetic fields, but they have radio frequency fields just from the environment that you're exposed to, but more importantly, the electric fields. So, and then, you know, you're not getting the wavelengths because they start about 2000 nanometers. So you need the lower wavelengths to recharge your mitochondria and restructure the water in your body. So a near infrared sauna, you know, for 30 minutes, sweating the toxins out, because the majority of the toxins can be released through the sweat. You don't have to process them through the bile and the kidney and liver. So you can just sweat them out and just be really careful about washing those towels that you're collecting the sweat on, because there are a lot of toxins in there.
Wow. So, okay. So you had mentioned earlier in the segments that we need to be careful with organics. Now, it's been confusing to me, because you see organics, then you see organics non-GMO, then you see a GMO without the organics word. What should we be looking for, Dr. Mercola, when it comes to our food supply? Because, you know, we are what we eat.
Great question. Ideally, you want to grow your own food. And I know that's not possible. But, you know, if you think out of the box, it is. Even if you live in an apartment, you can find a community garden. And for a good portion of the year, you can have access to the vegetables and foods that you're growing yourself. And I mean, I grow most of the food that I eat. So but I live in Florida, so it's a little easier to do. But there's greenhouses that you can use. And so if you're not able to do that, or, you know, if you need a supplement, then you need to identify sources of food that you can confirm are essentially pesticide-free, especially glyphosate. So it may involve visiting the farm, from the farmer's market that you're going to, or some way certifying personally and assuring that the regular food consumption you have is going to be an issue. And another important point of that, though, is that if you're in a restaurant, there are some exceptions, there's no question, but they're like really the rare exception. You have to be really careful of any meat you eat in a restaurant. I virtually rarely eat meat in a restaurant. And if I'm going to eat meat, I will never eat chicken. It's almost 100% guaranteed. It's the most dangerous meat you can possibly eat.
Really?
Yes. Because of the way they're raised. They're almost all CAFO, confined animal feeding operations, and they're sick and they're infected, full of toxins. You know, these are animals you do know. If it's a neighbor or it's a relative and they're raising chickens in their backyard, that's a totally different animal. And that's fine, but they're not selling that in restaurants.
No.
So stay away from the chicken and it'll keep you healthier. And normally I don't even, you know, I only eat probably a few ounces, maybe half a pound of meat a month or something. You know, it's pretty uncommon. Sometimes there's many months I don't go with eating meat at all.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's something that necessarily needs to be avoided if you're careful about the source and it's a healthy animal that you're eating.
Yeah. So you know that you're looking at the farm raised or grass fed.
Yeah. American grass fed certified is the best label out there right now. AGA certified.
And of course, most people think that they're only finding their source of protein in animal products. But once again, the vegetables and all the fruits that we have.
Have hardly any protein.
Well, the vegetables that we have the proteins that we need, and that is sufficient for most people, right? Okay. One last word, because we're coming to the end. Anything that you would like to share with our listening and viewer friends about health, and what was the most important thing for you?
Well, so, you know, basically sleep, exercise, movement on a regular basis, and choosing the right foods are probably some of the key things. But the key is to learn. Remember, I'm a constant perpetual student, and I hope you would be too. So our website, mercola.com, mercola.com, is a tremendous resource. It's been out for 21 years. You've got a search engine at the top of every page. Type in a question if you have a question. You'll come up with hundreds of pages of something we've written on. But more importantly, the new information I'm learning is going to be on there. So,
wonderful, Dr. Bercola. Thank you so much for being on the Lilly McDermott Radio Show today. And I am looking forward to maybe someday having another conversation with you. And to you, my listening friends, it's another option for you. Do your research, make it your truth, and choose wisely. This is Lilly McDermott wishing you love, peace, joy, and unexpected abundance. Make it the best day
ever.
Good job. That's the best ever.
And advice expressed on the Lilly McDermott Radio Show are intended for the individual callers and guests on the program and are presented to our wider audience solely for general educational purposes. Please act responsibly and consult personally with your own medical, psychological, or nutritional expert before